Tuesday the 6th of March, followed by David Stern, Suffolk to Avonon by McGill and Albacocas.
Good morning. I want to say, I share this morning, being as we are between Purim and Pesach, on a subject that relates both to Purim and Pesach. Somebody yesterday was just telling me how the increasing number of ladies who listen over the web and telephones are quite a lot, so I hope that they will bear with me. We're going to begin with the Gemara in Sochin, that's Kuf Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara says as follows: Itma, we learned, Matzah, Tzarech, and Seder. When you eat the Tzarech Matzah on Seder night, one needs to lean. So Hashem explains, Shuzeche Leku'ula, it's a memory of the redemption, so one has to lean in the manner of B'nei Chayim. Morrow, Ein Tzarech Seder, of course, the morrow does not require a Seder because that's a Zeche to the Avdus. Yayin, what about the Dalat Tzoytis? Do you need to lean to the Dalat Tzoytis or not? So the Gemara says, Itma Mishmei Rav Nachman, we learned in the name of Rav Nachman, Tzarech Seder, you do need to lean. The Itma Mishmei Rav Nachman, we learned in the name of Rav Nachman, Ein Tzarech Seder, you don't need to lean. But like Ligi, but in fact they're not actually arguing these two versions. Habatata Kastika, Moya Habatata Kastika Bastroi. The version which says you do need to lean, we're talking about the first two or the last two, and vice versa. The question is, which way was it said? Omri Lola Haigis of Omri Lola Haigis. Omri Lola Haigis, to some explains as follows. Tre Kastika Moya Boya Seva. The first two cases require her Seva. The Hashtahu de Komaschela Lo Cheus. Because over the first two cases you make kiddush, you say the Haggadah, you're discussing the process that led up to and culminated in the Geula. It's appropriate when drinking those two cases to lean. But Trey Kassav Asuri Loibo say the Maida Hava Hava. The case of which some over in the last case, you're no longer discussing the Geula. It's already, as it were, history. So for that you don't need to lean. But Omar al-Hadis, but some people have the exact opposite explanation. Other others. The latter two, the last two cases, they require Seder. Because at that point, so to speak, we were free men. We are free men. But over the first two cases, we're still experiencing, as it were, the Exodus. We begin by saying, Avodim Ayinu, that's not yet a time when we should be leaning, only until the last two cases. So the Gemara concludes. So now that we have two versions in Rav Nachman, was it the first two cases which require leaning, or the last two cases? So we paskin idi the idi bo eseda. Both sets, both the first two and the last two, require a seder. Does anyone have a problem with that conclusion of the Gemara? So the Ran over there asks Lucher a very obvious question. That's right. So the mitzvah of a seder is a mitzvah drabonon. The whole mitzvah of Dalat Kodesh is drabonon, but specifically the mitzvah of Heseba is a mitzvah drabonon. Now we have a rule that any mitzvah which is a mitzvah deraisa, if you're in doubt whether you do or do not have to do this mitzvah, you go to the chumrah. But if it's a mitzvah drabonon and you're in doubt if you do or do not have to do this mitzvah, you would go to kula. So the Ran says, the apod of the ba'al mekaimel on ipcha, the chol sveka drabonon le kula. So normally, if you're not sure if you have to lean or not, we should say, don't bother leaning because Seker Drabon on the Kula. So the man gives two answers. First of all, he says, Hocha, in this instance, Kimin de lav milsa de tilchehi, since it's not something that's terribly bothersome, of din al rascha de milsa, which means we're drinking the wine anyway. So the question is, should I lean? No, it's a lean. It's a big deal. In those days, specifically, they would lean by their suitors more so, and therefore it's not a big deal to lean, so we're not sure if you have to or not, although of course strictly speaking you could say something wrong with Kula, but it's not a bother to lean anyway. Kach Pirsh Uzal, this is what he quotes in the name of others, but he says the leaner, then in fact over here you couldn't apply Sofot Rabon on the Kula. Da'al Kochoch Boye Lemer Vatei Seba B'Kula, you have to lean by all four. The Ine is the Lekula, because if you're going to say Sofot Rabbonon, let's go to Kula. So by which two will you say we'll lean, by which two will you say we won't? Am I naked behind the same hand? You couldn't randomly choose, you know, say we'll lean by the first or not by the last or vice versa. Why should you be naked with one set any more than the other set? And being naked with self value, and if you're going to say, right, I'm not sure about the first two if I should lean, so I won't. I'm not sure about the last two if I should lean, so I won't. So you're naked with self value, then homi akram mitzvah seva legamra. Then you'll be oike the entire mitzvah seva. So that is not an option. Something that one would call, as it were, can't give rise to a situation where, as a result of applying something that one would call, you won't perform the mitzvah altogether. So that we have no option, as it were, but to require you to lean by all four, because we couldn't randomly choose which, we couldn't say don't lean at all. The only other solution is, therefore, to lean by all four. And therefore, kulu boye seba. So the Mishnah Lemelech, in Perek Aleph, Mehilchas Megillah, Halacha Yud Aleph, asks a question that this Ran seems to contradict what the Ran himself writes in Maseches Megillah. We all know that by Megillah, the halacha is that all unwalled cities lay the Megillah on the 14th of Adar on Yud Dalad Adar. All cities that are walled or were walled, mostly Shua bin Nun, they lay the Megillah on the 15th of Adar, yesterday, Shushan Purim. What about if you have a city which is Ayoroi Tom Supoko, is how the Rishonim term this city, those cities which are a Sofok. Were they walled, we might be sure they're or not. What gives rise to the topic, I'm not quite sure, but historically they have a wall, perhaps we don't know if it was there already, we might be sure they're or not. So the Rambam in Perek Aleph Alof Yud Aleph says, Ir, Shehi Sofet, Ve'ein Yadua in Hoysa Muketas Choyma, we might be sure they're known, Oy Achakei Hukfa, Clearing the Shnei Hayom, so the Rambam tells them, such cities have to lay in the Megillah on both days, Shena Bo Oso, V'chamisha Oso, Ubelei Lehem. So they have to lay in the Megillah Misofik four times. Lay in Yudalad, Yom Yudalad, Leil Tesov, and Yom Tesov. The Brocha, he goes on to say, should only be made on Yudalad, like the rest of the world. But the Kriya has to be done on all both days, four times. But the Mishnah Lamelech quotes the words of the Ram, Masechet Megillah, who disagrees with the Rambam. I'll read out to you the Lashon of the Ram as quoted over here in the Mishnah Lamelech. The Kotav around the Zeh Lashonei, the Ram writes, ולעניין היורס המסופוקס אם הם מקופס חיימן ממש ישר בנון אלוהי, הורו הגאינים, the גאינים has taught, שהולכים בהן אחרוי והיורס. With such cities we assume that they belong to the majority of cities in the world. Of course the majority of cities were not walled and laying on your dollar. You don't know whether this city was or not walled, why should you assume that it was walled? I mean, you've got to stop it obviously, but if you're in doubt, let's assume it belongs to the majority of cities that were not. Shurubon ain't on Mukofis Choma, but can't remember you done it. That's the first reason for this Torah in the name of the Goenim. Let's assume they belong to the majority. Right. Va'oit, says the Ran, another reason why these cities should lain on Yud Dalet. Shafilu Toima, Shusofik Shokot, even if we will not apply this logic that it might belong to, they probably are the majority. Even if it's a 50-50 topic, we absolutely have no hachla, was it walled or was it not walled? Nevertheless, havelei sofek shol divrei, kriyas ha-megillah is of course a mitzvah rabbanon. So whether they should lay on the dalad or whether they should lay on the is dealing with a mitzvah rabbanon, a sofek rabbanon, or the kula. And the rule therefore would be, one goes to the kula. The nimsa putru b'shneim. So what emerges is that in fact these will be proper for laying the Megillah on both Yudal and Zohar. On Yudalad, the city as it were would speak on behalf of itself and say, I might be a Yoros HaMakov, I don't need to lay today, so I'm not going to lay on Yudalad. Comes to Tezvov, and the city will say, I'm probably not walled, and therefore I don't have to lay on Tezvov. So if applying the logic of something Rabbanon Mekula says around would lead to a situation where Putzul Bishneim, Ubaqul the men of Lada and Mikra Megillah. And that, the Mishnah Melech explains the words around, is a situation that's untenable. You cannot have a situation where such cities will not lay the Megillah altogether, because on each day they will say, we don't know whether today we have to lay, so Sobhuk Abon and Lekula, that cannot be. Lefichach, therefore, Kerei Barishayin, Upotah B'Shem. What they should do is they should lay on Yud Dalit, and then be Potah on Tesvot. So the Mishnah Melech explains this wrong. That the Ram's conclusion was as follows. To apply Sofak Rabbanon on the Kula, let's say, randomly to go and say, let's do Yudalad more than Tesvov, there's no reason to do that, but or Tesov more than Yudalit. So twice of the Rabbanan Kula uniformly would give rise to a situation where these cities would say we don't have to lane neither on Yudalit nor Tesov. So the Rabbanan Kula, that cannot be. So far so good. That's okay with the Ran in Pesachim. But then the Ran's conclusion is, therefore, what should they do? They should lane at the first available opportunity, query Barishai, and then they'll be put to the shame. And the Mishnah Melech explains, I just want to give a bit of explanation to this, he explains that there is a slightly, that there is a new aspect in Sofa Darbon and Lekula which the Ran is introducing over here. Till now we've been discussing whether the Chiyuv exists altogether or not. Maybe on Yudalah there is no Chiyuv, maybe on the first two cases there is no Chiyuv. There is of course another aspect of Sofa Darbon and Lekula which is that you might have already fulfilled your Chiyuv. For example, let's say, to give you an example, you ate some mezonos. If you're not sure if you ate the shear or not, you don't have to make a bracha achrona because sofer drabonon lekula. There is another situation over where you know you ate the shear, but you just don't remember. Perhaps it was Purim, you were drinking, whatever. You just don't remember if you've made the bracha achrona or not. Do you have to make a bracha achrona again? No. Not because I don't know whether I was mechuyev or not. I definitely was mechuyev, but I might have already discharged my chiyuv. The same situation, same logic, but a slightly different case where you might have already done your chiyuv. So Mishnah Melech explains, the Ran is telling us as follows. Simply to say I might not be mechuyev altogether, you can't do that, because that would apply to Yudalah as much as Tzavot. Lay on Yudalah therefore, but now when it comes to Tzavot, you now have an added element to your Tzavot, namely, that I might actually have fulfilled my chiyuv kriyas Megillah, because I did lay yesterday, and I might have already fulfilled my chiyuv kriyas Megillah. Shema nista, says the Mishnah Melech, the master corroboration. And therefore says the Ran, that's okay, do it at the first available opportunity. The reason why the Mishnah Melech explains, the Ran says do it at the first opportunity because it's the first one that comes your way. So do it at that opportunity. By the time you get to the second opportunity, you can say, I might have already discharged my chiyuv. And therefore you don't need to repeat the kriya on Tesvot. So the Ran disagrees with the Pesach of the Ramah. Says the Mishnah Melech, but we have a very contradiction in the approach of the Ran to this matter. By the Dalet crisis, the Ran explains the conclusion of the Gemara and Sfarim. Why do we have to lean by all four cases? You couldn't randomly choose which. You couldn't not have Hesedah altogether. So therefore you have to say it by both. And by Megillah he says, simply lean on Tezvov, on Yudalit. And then on Tezvov we'll say, maybe I've already done it. So the same logic should be applied to Dalet cases as well. Lean by the first two cases. And then by, when you get to the last two, you'll say, I might have already done my Chiyuv Hesedah. That's according to the first third of the Ram. Yeah. So the reason why we had to was because of the lack of Tzurich. Yeah. But we're now concentrating on the second third of the Ram. That wasn't the reason why you had to lean by all four. It was because there was no option but to do it by all four. So the Ram would not allow you, said the Ram over there, to simply choose any two, nor would it allow you not to do it at all. But you had to do it by all four. And the Megillah says no. So the Ram can allow you to do it by the first opportunity. And then you say, I might as well done like you. Okay. Yes, of course you're right. Of course it does. I'm saying here the question is, the Gemara was in doubt. Let's take them in steps. Was it the first two steps? The second or first or the last? The Gemara was in doubt.
Doesn't have the second two. If you have done the first two, you're not going to talk about that. I've done it. I still need to say the second two.
Okay. So, Mr. Diamante is touching on the Nakuda of the third, I'd like to suggest, but let's try and work it through. The Mishnah Melech himself, who asks this question, he has the following answer. He says that by Dalet cases, we're talking about a Sofag in the Gemara, we're talking about the whole Klal Yisrael, a Sofag, when was the Din HaSeder said? By the first or by the last? And he says, if we were to say, let everyone lean by the first two and not by the last two, possibly we'll have gotten it all wrong. I mean, yes, Sofag HaRon HaKula perhaps would allow us to do that, but we might have got it all wrong, and it might be that we've been, in fact, Oika, the whole Takanas HaSeder, and it's never been performed as it should be, and the whole Takanas HaSeder is not being done correctly, and therefore there, the Ram said you can't have such a situation. Masha Inkin, Mishnah Melech says, in the case of Megillah, the Takanas Chomim will remain correct. Those cities that are unwalled will always lay in Yudalit, and those cities that are walled will always lay on Tezvot. And this city will not know what it belongs to, and therefore it can lay on Yudalit, and then rely on the Svar, maybe Kvar Nista, but it wouldn't, you know, leads to a situation where possibly the whole Tikkun HaOlam doesn't exist at all in the world, and therefore there the Rambam we can accept that solution. But there are cases we could not. That's the terrors of the Mishnah Menachah. I'd like to suggest, or rather repeat to you a terrors which is said in Sefer Emek Brocha, that there's a fundamental difference between the Sofik of Kriyas Megillah and the Sofik of Eseva. And in order to better understand that, I'd like to be mucking to you a very, very well known brisk role in his Sefer on the Rambam, who discusses what is the geder of the Din HaSeba on Seder night. The Din HaSeba by Matzah and by Dalet Seder, what is the geder of that Din? So to begin with, he quotes the Tosafot from Psachim Daf Kufchet on the Dalet, where Tosafot says over there, the Tzorech Yun, says Tosafot, in Shochach V'loi Heisei, if a person forgot inadvertently to do her Seder, by the Kosis, in Yachzei V'yishte, should you fill yourself up another Kosis and drink it again with their Seder. Tzorech Yun says Tosafot. Now the Rosh has no doubt, and the Rosh says over there with conviction, that im ochal b'lo yaseber, if you ate the matzah without a seber, lo yotzah, did not yotzah, and chen b'kos rishon b'sheni, im lo yishotah b'a seber, yachzah v'yishtah b'a seber. Kos rishon b'a seber is a different problem, why perhaps you cannot do that, no, it's most of our koses, but by matzah, by the first two koses, the Rosh says very clearly, you haven't fulfilled your mitzvah dalet koses if you did it without a seber, and you have to do it again, b'a seber. And the Rosh brings a raya from the Gemara. The Gemara discusses over there whether a shamash, the waiter himself, does he have to lean? And the Gemara says he does have to lean, because Toshma, the Omar of Shua ben Levi, Hashamash, Sha'ocha Zayis Matzak Shumesiv, a shamash who ate the Zayis Matzak while leaning, Yosso. So the Gemara says, I see Mesiv en, Lo Mesiv Lo. I see that he has to lean. If he didn't lean, he wasn't Yosso Shmami, no. Says the Rosh, it's a very clear Gemara. Mesiv en, Lo Mesiv Lo. Somebody who has to lean and did not lean was not Yotza. It's clear in the Gemara, his Seva is an Ikuv in Achilas Matzah, and similarly says the Rosh in the Shtiyas Dalet Kosos, and if you do not lean, you have to re-drink or re-eat whilst leaning. What? No, Matzah is the right, his Seva is not the right. Achilas Matzah is the right, his Seva is a Drabon. If you didn't lean, you didn't fulfill a rabbinic obligation. Let me go on. That's not a problem. It could be that the Rabbanon put dinim in a mitzvah, which are ma'akas. What we see, what is common to Tosafot and the Rosh, and Tosafot is in doubt, and the Rosh says so with certainty, but what's common to both of them, says the Mishkov, is that they learned that Hesaber is a prat in the Kiyum mitzvah of Achilas Matzah and Dalet Kosos, which means, let's say Dalet Kosos, the Torah tells you what you should drink, but not the Torah, the Rabbanon tells you what you should drink, wine, not water. They tell you how much you should drink, right? You have to have at least a revius. They also tell you how you should drink it. This is how you should drink it, whilst leaning. That's the oisim kiyum mitzvah of Dalet Kosos, or the oisim kiyum mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. If you did not do it, then you haven't fulfilled your mitzvah as Chazal mandated. So maybe that's not ma'akev, Tosafot is tzorchim, maybe it's only the chatchila, the Rosh says it is ma'akev. But in any event, the Din HaSeber is what's given as, was dictated to you how to fulfill your mitzvah dalet kosos. Let's take the dalet kosos. How to fulfill your mitzvah dalet kosos? The process and how to do your mitzvah dalet kosos. And if you don't do it that way, very possibly, says the Rosh, it's in fact ma'akev your key mitzvah dalet kosos, and you have to re-drink the HaSeber. That says a bit of, you look in the Rambam, it's apparent that the Rambam understood Hesedah differently. The Rambam begins in Perek Zayin Halacha Vav by saying, "V'chol do v'doy chay v'adam laharis is atzmoi ki iluhu ba'atzmoi yotza atzmoi shemitzayin." Every person has to imagine, see himself as if he went out of Mitzrayim. In Halacha Zayin, he goes on to say, "Lefichach." Therefore, kishasoyed odom b'laylo azer. When you eat on this night, sorich lechov v'lishtoyt v'neisav derecherus. You have to eat and drink whilst leaning in a manner of freedom. He hasn't yet mentioned Dalet Kosos at all. Mm-hmm. When you eat and drink, you have to lean in the manner of freedom. Then he goes on to say, "V'chol echad ve'echad, every single person, bein anoshim bein noshim, chayv lishos v'laylo azeh Dalet Kosos shoyayin." And he goes on with Halacha Dalet Kosos shoyayin. Then in Halacha Ches, He goes on with halacha of Esteba, and Oni has to be made, so the Isha doesn't need to be made, so etc. And he concludes halacha ches by writing. The Eimosai Tzrichin Esteba, when does one have to do Esteba? The Shas Achilach Tzayis Matzah, whilst eating the Tzayis Matzah, or the Shtiyat Arboa Koises Ho'elu, and whilst drinking these four koises that I've just mentioned. Usha'or Achilach Tzayis Tziyofay, as for the rest of his eating and drinking, in Hesef, Harez in the Shuvach. If he leans, it's praiseworthy. Bimlav ain't a tzorach, but it's not. It's unnecessary. There's a bit to roll. From the fact that the Rambam introduced the concept of Haseva even before even mentioning Dalat Kosis. And he says, your food and drink. What drink is he referring to? He's referring to your lemonade. He's not referring to your Dalat Kosis. He hasn't mentioned Dalat Kosis. And then he concludes Alok HaChet by writing, when do you have to do Haseva? When eating Sais Matzah and drinking the four Kosis. But the rest of the time, if you mean it's praiseworthy. It's clear to the Ritz Rabbah that Rambam understood that meaning is not a prat in how to drink your Dalat Kosis. You have to drink how to eat your Sais Matzah. But rather, it's an independent entity. There's a mitzvah to Haseva on Haseva. At all times, there's a mitzvah to Haseva. The only thing is that at some point, it's obligatory to do this Haseva. At some junctures in the Haseva, this Haseva is obligatory. And at other junctures, it's a praiseworthy minute to adopt. It's correct to do it. According to the place in the Rosh, there will be no Indian at all to be made while having a gefilte fish. The Indian is, whilst drinking out of the case, that's how you fulfill the case, that's how you eat the Gzayat Matzah. The Rambam says, whilst eating your gefilte fish, whilst drinking your lemonade, it's also correct to lean, because the Rambam learns that there's a mitzvah of Haseva. Amos by Tzrichin Haseva, when is Haseva mandatory by the Dalat Kosis and by the Gzayat Matzah? At other times it's praiseworthy, it's not mandatory. I think to paraphrase it succinctly, we can say as follows. According to Tosfos and the Rosh, one must drink Dalat Kosis whilst leaning. According to the Rambam, one must lean whilst drinking Dalat Kosis. Do you hear me? According to the Rambam, the halach is you must lean. You must lean whilst drinking Dalat Kosis. There are other times when you should lean, but you mustn't. It's not a must. But the halach is a mitzvah of Haseva. According to the Rosh Hashanah, it's not a mitzvah and a seva, it's a mitzvah to drink Dalat Kosis tonight, to eat matzah. There are some halachas. How? One of the halachas being you have to eat, drink Dalat Kosis whilst leaning the prat and the kiyum of Dalat Kosis. That's the brisker of. The Gemara, which the Rosh quotes, which says that Hashamash didn't lean, he's not Yotza. Any ideas on that? The Rosh says it's a rider, you're not Yotza. So the Bishop Rosh says, no, according to Rambam, what it means is, if you didn't lean, you haven't been Yotza, you missed the Seva. There is a minimal requirement of a Seva. At the very least, do it by the Dalat Kosis and by the Matzah. If you did it by the Matzah, so to speak, then you've discharged the minimal obligation. You don't need to do it by the Gefilte Fish. Right? But, says the Gemara, if you didn't do by your matzah, then lo yoto, you haven't yet fulfilled your minimal obligation of Haseva. But if I was trying to say mitzvah matzah, your mitzvah matzah, you've certainly been yotzer. Which is why the Mishra concludes, I have to hurry now, but the Mishra concludes, when it comes to Rambam, you certainly don't need to re-drink your Dalat Kosis, because it's not a din b'chal in how you drink your Dalat Kosis. There's no need to re-drink your Dalat Kosis. There'd be no point in re-drinking your Dalat Kosis, because you've already been yotzer your mitzvah Dalat Kosis. If you pour yourself the same type of wine, it'll just be a shtiyat reshus. At which, anyway, Haseva is no longer mandatory. You won't have achieved anything by pouring yourself a second cup of wine and doing Haseva. Okay, so what we've clarified is that there's a machlekes in the Gedda din Haseva. Is it a prat in mitzvah Dalat Kosis, or is it an independent din? Do Haseva tonight. At this point, at the Dalat Kosis. So let's come back now to the Mishra Melech's question. Mishra Melech's question was, why, by Haseva, does the Rambam say you have no option but to do a Seba at all four cases? And by Megillah he says, do Kriya Shema Megillah, you done it, and now you're on the pocket, and that's enough, and you don't repeat it on Tezvos. So, the Eimet Bracha suggests, and I think it's very correct, but one can say as follows. If you learn that the Rambam, let's begin like that, if you learn that the Rambam, then indeed the question is a good question. Haseba is an independent halacha. Equal to Kriya Shema Megillah. It's a lot of matter. You have to do a favor. The question the Gemara left unresolved was, when do you have to do a favor? The first two questions about the last two questions. I don't know. Equal to, when do I have to lay in the Megillah in these cities? On your Dalat or on Tefillah? I don't know. So like the Ram Paskin by Megillah, You don't know when to do it. Just do it on your dalet, then you don't need to repeat it, because you might have already discharged the obligation yesterday. Similarly, the Ram should have said by dalet closes. You don't know when to lean. The must, the tzrich and the must of leaning, you don't know when that is. Lean by the first two, and then you would no longer need to repeat it by the second, because you might have already discharged your chiyuv of what? Of leaning. The question would be a very good question. But if we're going to say that the Ram learns by closes in the Rosh, there is no mitzvah seber such, there's a din when you drink the dalet kesef to do it whilst leaning, the prat in the din of dalet kesef. So bear with me now. So what are you going to say? Let me just lean by the first two kesef. So again, the Ram's original question still stands. The original question was the whole concept of leaning, or the whole requirement of leaning whilst drinking the dalet kesef in the rabbinic. So let's say something like Lekula, let's not be required to lean by these two, nor by that two, but the answer is you can't not lean at all, because you'll be okay, the whole din essay, but you can't do that. So you have to lean by all four. What are you going to say? No, but I've got this new aspect of Sotka Rabban Lekula. Let me lean by the first two, and then possibly there's now a new aspect entering the equation, that you might have fulfilled your obligation. Kvar nifta, you might have fulfilled your obligation. Hang on a minute. What obligation might I have already fulfilled if I lean by the first two choices? My obligation of drinking the third choice, might I have already fulfilled that obligation? But not, I haven't yet drunk my third choice. What obligation might I have already fulfilled? My obligation to lean? Rabbi said, there is no obligation to lean according to Tosfos. There's no such thing as an obligation to lean that you might have already fulfilled. Yotzah doesn't refer to that. There is no obligation to lean you might have already fulfilled. There's only a din when drinking each subsequent choice, each respective choice, there's a halacha how to drink it. When drinking the third choice, you have to examine each choice on its own merit, like Mr. Diamant was saying. Each choice has to examine, does this choice have a din? One should lean whilst drinking this choice. Leaning by a previous choice in no way impacts on the sophist as to whether by this choice I need to do it whilst leaning or not. I only have the original Ram's question. I'm talking about Kula, but that original question the Ram said couldn't help you here. To say I might have already done my discharged my chiyuv, that's not so, because your chiyuv wasn't a chiyuv has saber. Your chiyuv was when you drink a particular choice of wine, which is a mitzvah, and the third choice is a mitzvah person outside, possibly there's a chiyuv to lean whilst drinking that choice. I don't know if there's a chiyuv to lean by that choice or not. But I can't say that leaning by the first two choices in any way altered the mistakes of my sophic. I might have already discharged my chiyuv. If that hasn't discharged your chiyuv of fulfilling the mitzvah of a third choice, and there might be a plot in the chiyuv mitzvah of this third choice to do it for her favor. And therefore, has to be damned on its own merit, since I can't apply the universal Sofak Rabbon on the Kula. I therefore have to lean by this close too and by the fourth as well. So just in that conclusion, you might be bothered that if I'm saying that the Ram's resolution of the Gemara, why I have to lean by all four choices, is because the Ram learned that choices, that it's a din and mitzvah dalet choices, there's no mitzvah seseba, then you might be bothered that according to the Ramban there is mitzvah seseba. The Bishka offers from that. So according to the Ramban at the very least, let us just lean by the first two choices, and then say I might have discharged my mitzvah for Seba and I don't need to repeat it again. But the answer is, if you're bothered by this, that you'll have forgotten that the Rambam and Megillah disagreed with the Ram anyway. The Rambam and Megillah said, and I'm not going to go into that because it's 9 o'clock and also because I don't quite know, but the Rambam disagreed with the Ram and said that by Megillah you have to lean on your Dalet and Tesvov, which is the Ram didn't accept this for of the Ram. That you might have to discharge your obligation and that's it. The Rambam says, even by Megillah, you have to lean on both. So true, according to the Rambam, Hesedah and Megillah are comparable, they are identical things, they're mitzvah which might or might not have already been done. But the Rambam was unimpressed by that. He says, by Megillah too, you have to lean on your Dalet and Tefon. So to buy Dalet Kesef, you have to drink by both the first set and the last set. It's only according to the Ram, who said by Megillah, you can just get by with leaning on your Dalet, that we had Shver the Kasha say the same thing by Hesedah, to which we're saying, no, the Ram learns Hesedah is not comparable to Megillah. It's not a mitzvah which at a particular time must or must not be done. It's halacha in each case that you have to drink a case with Hesedah. The third case might have to drink with Hesedah and isn't impacted on by having done Hesedah on the previous case.